for the media members who have just joined us, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions here this morning. We'll get them to the coaches. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob. How we doing?
Good. Congratulations to you and your staff and your team on the big win at Georgia Southern, or in Birmingham against Georgia Southern, 22-12, first FBS win for UNH since 2009. And just talk about the game and what you guys did well.
Well, I thought we went out and did the things we really needed to do to win the football game. First thing, it started with tackling in open spaces and getting off blocks. You know, that the offense that Georgia Southern runs is a triple option offense with a lot of open space blocking, cut blocking, and I thought our guys did a really good job of getting off the blocks and making tackles in open spaces. I thought the other thing we had to do was execute on offense. Extremely important. We didn't turn the ball over, kept the ball in our hands, and we did a really good job of that. We got out early and got up 15-0 early, and we were holding the ball away from them a little bit, you know, keeping them off the field, which helped our defense, obviously. But I think it also gave our guys an awful lot of confidence. As the game wore on, I just thought our kids kept playing, made some plays, and you know, Trevor threw a couple really good balls to Neil O'Connor. The one touchdown throw was a tremendous throw and a tremendous catch. The second touchdown they hit to put us up 22-0. Went into halftime, told the kids we can win this thing. So if we just don't give up any big plays and don't turn over, and we did that. So credit to the kids. We had a little bit of a sudden change here, going to a different place, but really went out and played and executed and snuck away with a win against a pretty good football team.
You've been in plenty of these FBS games and won some. Is the getting off to that fast start that you guys were able to do, especially the way you were able to control the ball, how important was that just for the confidence on your sideline?
Well, it was huge. You know, to get out and get up 8-0, you know, one, we stopped them. They hit us quick early with a couple of things. The speed was different. We recovered a fumble, and we go down the field and score a touchdown. And did a really nice job of executing the things we knew we could execute against them. Then we get a 2-point play to make it 8-0. Then we come back again and get a couple stops, and then, you know, drive down the field. Evan Gray has a couple good runs. We get in the end zone again. It's 15-0. And you could just feel the confidence. But I think the confidence was coming from the way we were executing on both sides of the ball, that they were buying in that what we had to do defensively to take care of the option game, you know, dive, quarterback pitch, and then on offense, getting on blocks, sustaining them, and throwing and catching in open spaces. So we did some pretty good things, but, you know, I was really pleased with the way that we paid attention to detail and did the things that we asked them to do to execute in that game.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that, Tony.
Your question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel from Herd FM Radio Sports. Sports Radio, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, Coach Mack, how you doing?
Doing great, Chris. How are you today?
Doing good. Congratulations on the big win on Saturday down there in Birmingham.
Thanks. I really appreciate that, Chris.
Talk about that. Last week with all the situation with this hurricane and all that stuff, how did you guys come up, you know, when you guys had to go down to Birmingham, how did you get your team focus on going down there? Because I know it was supposed to go to Statesburg, but with the hurricane, everything went to Birmingham. How did you get your team focused on that?
Well, the crazy thing is, Chris, it wasn't much of a change. It was harder for them than it actually was for us. You know, they had to bus from Statesboro. It's 5.5-6 hour ride. We were getting on a plane and driving 2.5 hours regardless. And the only thing that we told the kids is that it would change our Friday schedule, which turns into being a regular Friday schedule when we play in New England or on a bus trip like to Maine, Rhode Island, Holy Cross this week, Albany. So our kids didn't get out of whack with anything. You know, we played in a hurricane last year, had to change and play the Elon game. So, you know, we talk about sudden change here, and I think our kids were well vested in what we had to do to take care of business.
And talk about that Holy Cross game coming up. You guys back on the road, and it's a you know, they're a tough team. So you guys played them last year, or yeah. You know, so what do you see getting ready for that game?
Well, I'll tell you, it all starts with their quarterback. And Pulios is a kid that played against us last year and had a tremendous game in the opener against us. Just ran out of time more than anything, and he's played very well. They should have beat UConn, and they got a good win against Bucknell this weekend. They are very, very good at what they do. They attack you extremely well on the offensive side of the ball with their run-pass options, their open-access throws, and things of that nature. And then I'm watching their defense. they're getting better over there, and they were good. Now they're better. They attack, play very sound defensive football, solid, hard, tough tackle. We got a big game in New England, you know, down there at Holy Cross. Again, we're back at our level, FCS, so it's a great opportunity for us again.
Well, I hope you have safe travels down to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, Chris. Thanks very much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Sean, talk a little bit about the, and you touched on it a little bit in your open, but the effort you got from Neil O'Connor. You guys complete 13 passes. He catches 11 of them, 118 yards, and the two touchdowns. And I know Malik was out. How big was his performance stepping up?
And the thing that we had to do with him, to be honest with you, we had to play him in a couple different positions. And he's a kid that just plays the game of football, Robin. And it's, he doesn't look like much, and he just keeps playing and makes plays. He's, you know, and when I say he doesn't look like much, he's a kid that isn't really, really fast, isn't really, really quick, but he works really quick and gets open and runs away from people. You know, I just love the kid, the way he plays the game of football. He's done it since his junior year in high school. Every time you've seen him, he played different positions in high school during the same season, quarterback, receiver, running back, defensive back, returner. He's one of those kids that can master a lot of different things and doesn't get fazed doing it.
Trevor Knight, in a game like that, I think you touched on it. I think maybe the big stat, not only the 13 of 22 and two touchdowns and the 55 yards rushing, but no turnovers. Was that a key focus going in with just managing the game and controlling that ball?
Yes, exactly was, Rob. We talked to, and we just didn't talk to him. We talked to the whole offense about how important it is because of the nature of Georgia Southern's offense, how it's a drive-oriented, multi-play drive, where they're going to eat up the clock. We get the ball back, we can't turn it over. And one, not give the defense rest, and two, not give them more opportunity to score. So everybody bought in, and we did a really great job of securing the football.
And then switching to the other side of the ball, your defense, Jawan Horton, as the CA Defensive Player of the Week, had a big game in your unit as a whole, allowing only one touchdown defensively. Talk about how that group played.
Well, they played very, very well, and again, the nervousness, because you couldn't tell how good Georgia Southern was because they were playing Auburn the week before us, and they had changed their offense. So they had to understand how important it was, and we didn't tackle well against Maine, and I thought we did a much better job of tackling this week. We did a good job of taking care of the quarterback and the option, and that's where Jawan and a couple of guys really did a good job of feathering the techniques and running inside out to the football. And Jawan played really hard, did a good job on the defensive side, but it was a 11 guy job over there of everybody doing their job. And we only got beat once on a quarterback run, quarterback scramble type of thing, and other than that, we kept it inside in front of us pretty good.
How hard is it when you face an attack like that? It's not something you see very often, and just sort of the discipline that everyone has to have to slow down an offense like that.
It's challenging. We used to see it every year in our league, Rob, when Rhode Island ran it, and so you had a good feel for how you're going to defend it. It's not the same type of offense that Georgia Tech runs, but it's a triple option offense from the shotgun. We see some of it in our league. We do it ourselves a little bit, so we had an idea, but we didn't. The thing that we were all worried about was the speed of the game and how fast they get off blocks, how fast they get on blocks, and the cutting aspect of it, and we handle that pretty well, to be honest with you.
All right, Coach Mack, congratulations on the win this week, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob. Have a great day, man.
Thank you.